happy when this guy's on the phone, even happier when he's in the studio, and he's got a brand new movie called Special Unit. We've been waiting for this to be released for the longest time. It is now available on iTunes. Christopher Titus joins us. Hello, Christopher.
Good morning, Johnny D. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you, fella?
I'm good, man. We just had a week of premieres and stuff, and I'm beat. I'm a little beat, but it's good, man. I feel like a vampire with a paper out, but I'm okay.
When you first told me about Special Unit, and I'm not sure where to...
We were young men.
It was a while ago. But didn't you tell me that this idea came to you, like you were driving in a car, and the idea came about?
I was driving home, and I was like, what's the funniest thing I could do? What's so wrong? People will be excited and scared at the same time. Because I sold it to Showtime. Showtime says, we love this. So they pay me to write a script. The next meeting with Showtime, the president of Showtime goes, there's no way in hell we can do this.
Now, we should clarify, you know, what is going on in this movie. Basically, it's due to the Fairness and Disabilities Act. The Van Nuys Police Department is forced to hire 4 handicapped undercover detectives.
And I play Nick Nolte's mugshot. I play the worst cop. The worst, most alcoholic. He's a dirty cop. He's taking money from drug dealers. He's an alcoholic. And my ex-girlfriend, she used to be a prosecutor. Now she's the mayor of Van Nuys. And they're trying to bury me. No one can catch me, but they're trying to bury me. So they give me these 4 handicapped cops to teach. And it's wrong. It ain't a Hallmark movie. If you look at the iTunes reviews, it's all 5 stars so far. Someone said, if you're a shrinking violet, don't watch this movie. You won't be able to handle it. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't. I've been waiting for my promotional copy.
Of course you were. I'm sending it to you today, and you can talk about it tomorrow. I will email you in 5 minutes. Very nice. I forgot. You don't pay for nothing.
Hey, I've been doing this long enough that I don't have to pay anymore.
Here's the thing. That's why this movie is so important, because my friends that are in the movie, they're disabled, they said the same thing. They said, it's now so PC that it's even worse than before when people ignored us or called us retards. Now, it's so the other way that they want to protect us. And Tobias said this. Tobias, where he said, I don't need protection. Because I'm a quad, I have my own van, I drive. He goes, I don't need protection. Just treat me like you treat everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
And this movie's balls out funny. Please go get it, people. You know, it's the first one my company did, and if we do this one, we get to do another one. And if you're tired of Hollywood doing the same crap and you want to see somebody who's pushing the envelope, this is the movie.
All right, well, I think if you can do the comedy of being a black slave, I think that would be great.
Oddly enough, there's a movie I wrote that's in the hopper called Curly and Moe, about it's a story that happened to me. It's what I want to do next. I landed in the wrong Greenville. There's 2 Greenvilles. There's Greenville, North Carolina, and Greenville, South Carolina, because I guess too many different words are hard for them people. So I land in the wrong one, and it's literally like a shack. Like, I get up the terminal, the baggage claim was a flap. He just threw the baggage claim through a rubber flap. And so I go to the rent-a-car counter. The guy goes, we rented it. We rented it? So I give this, I find the guy who rented the last car, and I go, let me have it. And he goes, what happened? I go, I'm in the wrong Greenville. He goes, oh, me too. I'm driving to the Greenville. So I get in the car with him. Turns out he's a Baptist preacher on the way to his new parish. And this guy and I, for 5 hours, talked about God. And by the time we got there, this guy wanted to kill me. Because I kept asking him questions and being funny, and he did not like it. So I wrote a movie based on Chris Rock gets in a car with a Baptist preacher, and they're going across the South being chased by white supremacists. That's the next idea.
Well, the movie is Special Unit, available now through iTunes, or you can get it through ChristopherTitus.com. Christopher, it is always a pleasure. Good luck with this, and I'll be watching the mail for my copy.
Yeah, I will. I love you, Johnny D. Talk to you later, pal.